Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and I plan to have a song reach out and hit someone, grab them. Every song won't grab everybody, but I hope there's at least one song that gets to you tonight. There's quite a bit of gospel tonight. We're going to start off with gospel. And this is On the Sea of Life by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
Sea of life, sailing to a better home, where the saved of all the earth shall abide. Leaving all our trials here, many pleasures wait us there, when we cross the foam and reach the other side. We're sailing on the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Soon, yes, soon we'll reach the harbor and be safely o'er the tide. We are going. Many millions now abide in that home beyond the tide, where the ransomed pilgrims wait free from care. There is room on board for all who will heed the captain's call and take ship for heaven's country bright and fair. We are sailing onward, sailing, sailing o'er the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Soon, yes, soon we'll reach the harbor and be safely o'er the tide. We are going onward to the other side.
That was On the Sea of Life by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Well, here comes another gospel. This time it's Emmylou Harris, and she's singing Where Could I Go But to the Lord. It seems to me there's a message in here that transcends the fact that this is gospel music from pretty much the conservative evangelical end of the Christian church. I think this message about seeking a refuge for my soul, which is one of the verses in the song, transcends that area and reaches out to all humans who listen and have had that feeling. Where Could I Go But to the Lord by Emmylou Harris.
Where?
Could I Go But to the Lord by Emmy Lou Harris. The next song is As She's Walking Away by Alan Jackson and the Zac Brown Band. And how many times in your life have you met someone or seen someone or been close to who you suddenly feel this is somebody you could really care about or get to know or could become a very good friend, and yet the situation is such that you just don't get the chance. You don't get their name and they're gone. I think this song captures that moment. This is As She's Walking Away by Alan Jackson.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away,
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away, when your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away, when your heart won't tell your mind to lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
As She's Walking Away by Alan Jackson. I have a song I like a lot. It's Iko Iko, and there are a number of versions of it. I just found a new one. So it's a Mardi Gras song, definitely a lot of New Orleans flavor. I want to read you the description from Wikipedia, because it's to give you all sorts of ideas about the kind of role-playing that goes on in the Mardi Gras parade. It says, Iko Iko is a much-covered New Orleans song that tells of a parade collision between two tribes of Mardi Gras Indians and the traditional confrontation. There's a whole story in there.
Hey, yo, big wave. Tell them Iko. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Iko Iko ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze with big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Iko Iko ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne.
Okay, your mama ngwele, step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding, take it to the island way. Okay, your baby mama, put on your dancing shoes. One drop it, pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in the small jam way, jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Iko Iko ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne.
Let me take it from here. Salomon girl straight up right, hoochie mama make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies with the doggy doggy. I'm jumping island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping and baby make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we jumping the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two, and now we shining bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Iko Iko ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne.
Yes, one drop it, drop it low now. Take it to the max now. Jump in the small time way. Wind it.
Wind up, go down, twist your body backward.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind and go down again.
Wind up, go down, twist your body backward.
Twist it back.
We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Iko Iko ane, chucking more fina anane, chucking more fina ne, chucking more fina ne, chucking more fina ne, chucking more fina ne.
That was Iko Iko by Justin Wellington. And the next song is a very quiet one. It's called A Living Prayer by Allison Krauss and Union Station.
With no place to call my home, but there's one who holds my eyes to see the strength to climb my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside.
A Living Prayer by Alison Krauss on Union Station. Next up is Born to Fly by the Petersons. And I find this an inspirational song. How do you keep your feet on the ground if you were born to fly?
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. Friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah, he said, girl, you got nothing but time. How do you wait for heaven? She is steady as the sun. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down the road, just looking for my one chance to run. Hey, 'cause I will soar away like a blackbird. I will blow in the wind like a sea. I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams, and I will grow up where I wander wild and free.
Thank you.
Born to Fly by the Petersons. The next song is Poe Lazarus by the Fairfield Four. For most of us, we were introduced to this song in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And it has a wonderfully primitive feel to it. This is a Chain Gang song, Poe Lazarus.
Oh, well, the high sheriff, he told a deputy, he said, go out and bring me Lazarus. Oh, well, the high sheriff, he told a deputy, he said,
by the Fairfield Four. The next song is I'll Fly Away. I think I have more different recordings by different groups of I'll Fly Away than any other one song. And this is my latest addition to the collection. This is from a tribute to John Hartford. He was there performing, but the tribute was to him. And this is the singers who were on stage with him, a number of famous voices, I think, singing I'll Fly Away. And I like it for the harmony, which is raw and traditional. And also the banjo, mandolin, guitar parts are rocking. So I'll Fly Away.
I'll fly away
I'll Fly Away by Singers at a Tribute to John Hartford. The next song, the term gospel and spirituals are somewhat used interchangeably. I don't think this song really correctly fits either genre, but it is spiritual in nature. It's called Parting Friends, and it's sung by the King's Men.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been delightful. You doth leave my mind distressed. I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have this pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. I know dark clouds are hovering o'er me. I know my way is rough and steep, but beauteous fields lie just before me.
Parting Friends by the King's Men. The next song has a message in it, I think, and the message is something like this. If you've ever really loved anyone, you will never forget them, no matter what happens. So this is Sarah McLachlan singing, I Will Remember You.
Don't let your life pass you by.
I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. And the next song is the Shellback song by Ewan McCall. Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger collected lyrics and songs from a man named Ben Bright. And then Ewan McCall, I think, put this song together based on the history of sailing. If you think about it, sailing ships were around for hundreds of years. But then, when the steamship came in, they were gone. In probably 50 years from the first steamship till all the big sailing ships were gone. And this song catches that period of time in a wonderful way. I love this song, and I memorized it. I've sung it a few times. If you listen closely, you'll hear the story of the end of the days of sailing. a little bit about what it was like before the end and then the end. This is the Shellback song by Ewan McCall and Piggy Seeger.
I am a ballsy fighting man, I come from everywhere. Name any point of the compass you like and you're bound to find me there. Born in a gale in the roaring 40s, entered in the log. Sent up aloft in the upper to gansels and christened in Navy Grog. All that I own are the clothes on me back and the tools of a sailor's trade. Me fid and me palm, a few needles, a spike, a knife with a good keen blade. I've a bunk in the forecastle, a place on a bench in the galley where I can feed. A hook for to hang me old oilskins up, what more does a shellback need? I've sailed both Atlantics and doubled both capes more times than I can tell. Fought the big seas in a parish rig bark and froze at Cape Farewell. I've cursed the calms in the doldrums when you'd swear the wind was dead. Laid to off Cape Horn in a westerly gale that would blow the air off your end. To the maggoty horse and the weevily brand, I've added me word of abuse. I've pounded out biscuit to powder and mixed it with bug fat and jaggery juice. With the galley awash for a week on end, I've gone hungry early and late. Been served with pea soup that could stand on the poop deck and scare off a blue-nosed mate. I've signed on in short-handed Yankee ships with masters who know the score. I've sailed with the drinkers who can't navigate a course past a barroom door. I've been with masters or seamen and know to treat a matlow well. And some of the others, the miserable buggers, they've made me life a hell. I know all the boarding house keepers ashore from Cardiff to Tokyo. Know all the crimps and the waterfront pimps from Riga to Callao. I've spent me advance at Rasmussen, the Danes of Lodge with Paddy West. And I've known the slop chest to take half of me screw, while Big Nelly, she took the rest. Goodbye, you square riggers, your voyaging's done. Farewell to the days of sail. Goodbye, you Cape Horners, and every tall ship that ever defied a gale. Goodbye to the shellbacks who rode the winds through a world of sea and sky. Your roving is ended, your seafaring's over, you mariners all goodbye.
That was the Shellback song by Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. Next up is Catfish John by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Alison Krauss. And I think it's partly a coming-of-age story, certainly a childhood story, and some wonderful rhythm and banjo playing, and just sort of brings you into a little community and parents giving directions and kids not obeying them and that sort of thing. Catfish John by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Allison Krauss singing lead.
Not mare, he never spoke a word in anger, though his load was hard to bear.
Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning,
looking back, I still remember I was proud to be his friend.
Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
And the cotton fields were white as snow.
Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
That was Catfish John, done by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Allison Krauss singing lead. Next up is Tina Turner. Tina Turner died in the last few weeks. One of the great stars of my lifetime. And this particular song, What's Love Got to Do With It, is probably my favorite Tina Turner song. And the question is put out there, but it's a rhetorical question. At least I think it is. What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner?
Mm-hmm. my folks react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner. The next song is poetic in the sense that, like a lot of poems, it's not intelligible at the surface level. I'm not sure what the exact source this is, but it speaks to me nonetheless. It's the That's How Every Empire Falls by Tim O'Brien. And I think there's a message in it, and I'll have to, I can't get it clearly, and still the message is getting through in some way. We'll see what you think. That's How Every Empire Falls by Tim O'Brien.
Train from Alexandria, just a broken man in flight, running scared with his devils, saying prayers on through the night. Oh, but mercy can't find him, not in the shadows where he calls. Forsaken all his better angels, that's how every empire falls. The bells ring out on Sunday morning like echoes from another time. All our innocence and yearning, a sense of wonder left behind. Oh, gentle hearts, remember, what was that story that lost? For when religion loses vision, that's how every empire falls. His wife and all his family, the providence he brought to bear. They raise their glasses in his honor, although this union they don't share. A man who lives among them was still a stranger to them all. A heart is never open, that's how every empire falls. Padlock the door and board the windows, put the people in the street. It's just my job, he says, I'm sorry. He draws his check, goes home to eat. But at night he tells his woman, I know I hide behind the laws. She says, you're only taking orders, that's how every empire falls. This country, a hard rain falls on the sea. If terror comes without a warning, there must be something we don't see. What fire begets this fire, like torches thrown into the straw. If no one asks and no one answers, that's how every empire falls. If no one asks and no one answers, that's how every empire falls.
That's how every empire falls by Tim O'Brien. You're listening to Wombats of Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats of Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I use the term wombat to refer to anything odd that I put in. And I'm going to stick a wombat in right now. I've got a little room for it. So I have a theory, which I've never seen written down anywhere, that humans' language came out of singing. That the earliest communications between humans was singing. And then eventually they began to form patterns and communicate with patterns in singing, and then those became words. And that ties in with my perspective that music reaches deeper into our souls than just words do. And thank goodness for that. That's today's Wombat. And at the end of each Wombat show, I have a closing where I ask you to join me. And that's your chance now. Are you ready? Please join me in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.